Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Emilio Iadice joining us. Emilio is joining us all the way from Rome, Italy. He's the Director Emeritus, Professor of Leadership at Loyola University. He has got so many credentials, folks, from so many different governments. He's won silver medals and gold medals and bronze medals, and that's just for his military service. Not counting all the other things he's done. He's worked in the private workforce. He's received awards and recognition from the United States government, and he is the author of many books, including a new one, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. That's his newest one. He's here to talk to us about that very topic. Emilio Iadice, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great honor to be here again, and I hope you and all of your listeners are well.
You know, Emilio, one of the problems that you have when you have five pages of global world-class credentials is people deciding which one to pick out to talk about. You're such an accomplished person, and it's good to have you. It's an honor to have you as a member of our Brain Trust. Emilio, courage is the topic of your new book, and when I think of courage, I think of bravery as something you do almost in the moment. You see something that needs to be done, and you rush in and you do it. That's a very brave thing to do. To me, courage is bravery after you've had time to think about it.
Yes.
What do you think?
Absolutely. And we face this almost all the time. We face it at that instant where we have to save somebody's life, perhaps. Or what about that moment when we have to stand up for a colleague at work, somebody that's being abused, somebody
right.
that's being mistreated, or some injustice? If we see an injustice, how do we act? How do we act? Do we take the risk, or do we take the easy way out by just saying, well, we haven't seen this, or we walk away, or we stay silent? And how long can we stay silent when really today we need courage more than ever? To face the problems that we're dealing with.
Are you seeing a lack of courage compared to past generations these days?
I do. I see poor examples of courage. And my book, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, deals with personal courage, political courage, and spiritual courage. And examples of each one. These are lives that we should live by. These are people that inspired us in the past in each category. Today, we do have courageous people, especially I see people that are doing things to help others all the time, and they're devoting their energy, their efforts to make the world better in so many ways. That's courageous. But what I really feel that's missing is courageous leadership examples that we have on the political level, even in the corporate level. We don't have those leaders that we could look up to in the past. When I could talk to one of my grandchildren and say, this particular person should be a model for you. This is the kind of person you want to be.
What do you see the origin of, or maybe I should say the where are we stuck? Where are we losing? Where are we taking on water with regard to courage? Why are we behaving this way? Is it because, I wonder if it's because more and more people seem to not have anything in their life that they feel is greater than themselves. I worry about that. What do you think?
I think this is one important aspect of it, where we're not dreaming anymore the way we were in the past. We're not visionaries each and every one of us looking above ourselves and saying, well, we're part of a bigger world, a bigger universe, even though we're small, but there's something important that we can do, that each and every one of us has a mission in life. You're exercising it all the time, Jim, on your radio program and with the people that you deal with and the people that are part of your brain trust. Well, you're trying to make the world better by being above yourself. And this is the point. We're so trapped in day-to-day affairs, social affairs, that we become frightened.
Well, and also a media. One example for me, and I feel like this has really gotten away from us in the last generation, the last 20 years, and that is corporate America more devoted to the share price than they are to being a corporate citizen. What do you think? I mean, the founders of America, the founders of America worried about this as much as anything with regard to business.
Absolutely. When we worry about producing something in America, well, we aren't producing anything in America, or producing a lot less than we did before in America, but producing hard goods, tangible goods, and even tangible services. Why? Because Wall Street is really dominating all of this. It's financial. It's not so much, the feeling of accomplishment that we produce the best automobiles in the whole world. No, it's more about the bottom line and the share price. Something is wrong with that. We've got to go back in order to go forward in terms of our mentality. There was a time when we really were all engaged in doing quality and interesting things and quality and interesting work. The sense of accomplishment, the sense of being an artisan, the sense of being somebody who was really doing something important.
Right.
We have to imbibe that in our young
who,
people.
What would be, give us one, give, before way. We go to a break, Emilio, give us one tip on how we can turn this around.
It's all about our education. Education, and also our leaders have to realize that they have to take the risk to be models, to be honest models with integrity. But first of all, it's about education. Our whole educational system has to go back to the old civics classes that you and I took,
yeah,
where we were proud about being American.
Right.
And we had heroes out there. We don't have them anymore.
It's not hard to look back on the erosion of education and the faith life in America, things like that. Those chickens are coming home to roost right now, aren't they?
They certainly are. And yeah, we have a lack of patriotism in so many quarters.
Yeah.
And we need to go back.
Hold on to that thought, Emilio. I got to take a quick break. The book is called When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, Lessons from History by Emilio Iadis. It's available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.